92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Yes, it is. Live and local FM Talk. That is the most important thing. Good morning. You know what's also important? You. How are you doing today? I mean, really, how are you doing? Are you coping with all of this? Are you just getting by? You need to make sure that you let your frustrations out in constructive ways so they don't build up and eat at you. This is my way of letting it all out. So this is my 2 hours of therapy. Let it be your 2 hours of therapy too. 10 to noon every weekday on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J. Show, and have a wonderful guest for you today because, boy, we're going to be in trouble with the Supreme Court here if things don't go the way that they should. And I'm not talking about the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm talking about the Supreme Court of Nevada. Yep. We got some big going ons. So Robert Fellner will be joining us once again after 11 o'clock. He's going to give us the update on what's going on with Ozzie Fumo, who is running for the Nevada Supreme Court. And wow. It's just incredible how all this is coming out with what we did in the last legislative session. And I'm talking about the two-thirds majority for the legislature vote to raise taxes. In district court, you may have seen it's been in the top of the papers and news wherever you're going to get that. But a district court correctly ruled that the Nevada Constitution requires a two-thirds majority for the legislature to raise taxes. And of course, if you remember, which you should, in our last legislative session, the Democrats could not have cared less about that little rule. And they passed stuff anyway. And the governor signed it. Well, after this, if you ever heard of the name Tick Siegerblum, he is a far, far, far lefty. And this is why you need to pay attention to social media. I know a lot of you don't like it, but it's just, that's how you follow things. So Tick, isn't that a blood-sucking thing that lives off of other, just a thought, tweeted out that this makes electing Ozzie Fumo essential. Really? Because a district court judge ruled following the laws already set forth? Wait a minute, let me read that again. This makes electing Ozzie Fumo essential. So what is that saying? Well, it's implying that Fumo would overturn that ruling and allow the legislature to raise taxes in violation of the Constitution if elected. Ozzie, he even retweeted it. Look, I got an endorsement. This is bad. This is why it is imperative that you know the ballot questions, that you know who's running for office. This is why you have to do the research into the judges, into the attorneys, into the school board seats, into the regents for higher education, everybody. Because they're all tied together. They make a difference with what other people, other leftists are deciding. So Robert Fulner is the VP and policy director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, NPRI. NPRI.org if you want to see more, but Robert will be joining us just after 11 o'clock today, so about 11:10. I hope you can get back with me then. If you can't by chance and you miss it, remember, podcasts at 991fmtalk.com. Now, there are a lot of things that are circulating. Can he do this? Can he do that? Can, you know. So the business down in Las Vegas who hosted the Trump rally was fined. Well, then Mr. Sisolak decided, since Minden, the location of the enormously, hugely successful Trump peaceful protest rally, Governor Sisolak made the threat, you know, because it's a, what is that, a state agency, county agency? It's the freaking airport. Governor Sisolak decided that he was going to threaten them by withholding CARES Act relief. I think it was something like $9 million or something less than that. So I was getting all kinds of calls and texts and emails that, can he do this? Can he do this? I don't know if he can or not. It would be stupid of him to do something like that. But he has come out today saying that he will not withhold them. Or actually, he came out with that yesterday. He won't withhold the funds. Because he realizes that his time in Nevada is not on his side. Recall efforts at takingnevadaback.com. Received an email last night. Where can I find it? I saw the locations in Douglas County, Carson City, but I need a location in Reno. And all you have to do is log on to takingnevadaback.com and click on your county. It'll show you all the locations where you can sign the recall petition of Governor Sisolak. And what I find curious and interesting is that when another group initially started this at the beginning of last year, at the beginning of this year, before the dreaded fake plandemic, very few businesses would take the petition into their location. They didn't really want to be associated with it. So it was tough. And then the restrictions with COVID hit. Well, there's a win for Governor Sisolak. People can't go out and get the signatures required. Sued. Went forward to, you know, get an extension. That was kicked out. by the federal court judge that was appointed by Obama down in Clark County. So did we not see that coming? Well, now it's a different feeling with what Governor Sisolak has done with shutting businesses down and really having no reverence for any particular flow of the law, actual medicine, science. He's just doing everything willy-nilly. Okay, these guys can open. Let's do some spacing, blah, blah, blah. No, you can't open this. You can't open that. You can't still open this. Well, you can open this if you have food, but not if that food is popcorn or peanuts. But you can drink in a casino, but you can't drink in a bar. But you can now. You know what the big difference of these scenarios are? When you're drinking in a casino, when you're drinking in a restaurant, you're usually there for a purpose. You're gambling or you're eating and you're kind of focusing on the task at hand. In a bar, regular people just get together, strangers, friends, and they vent. Yeah, a little alcohol loosens the tongue, and people speak their mind. He was getting talked about a lot. So why don't we just take out that equation? Keep bars shut down so they can't loosen their tongues and talk about what's really going on around us. So Sisolak is in trouble now. Because with all of the games that he's played since this all started, businesses don't care. Businesses don't care. They are accepting the petitions into their businesses. If you think Sisolak is doing a bang up job, don't sign it. If you think and believe that this man needs to be out of control by the next legislative session, which is quickly approaching, February, we're already at the first day of autumn. Welcome to the first day of autumn. If you believe that he should not be making the decisions or signing off on decisions in February, then make sure that you log on to takingnevadaback.com and go to one of the numerous businesses around your community and sign the recall petition. It's the only way that we can fight back. I mean, yes, we can make sure that more Republicans are elected into the Assembly, into the Senate. We can take away his supermajority and his majority. But I don't know. We need to do more than that, and that is remove Sisolak from office. And yes, there are people, Republicans, lined up to be voted in his place. And there's a few Democrats that are chomping at the bit to get him out of there, too. So, yeah, they want to take the power. It's just all unfolding before our eyes. But don't just sit back and watch. It's time for you to participate. Opening up the talk and text lines at 884-9910. What's on your mind today? It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad that you are with me today here on the live and local FM Talk stations that really are your voice. So thank you to this young gentleman for sending me this in. I was just talking about the race for Nevada Supreme Court and Ozzie Fumo. Ozzie Fumo is vehemently, and that word is all capitalized, vehemently anti-Second Amendment. All legislation, be it federal, state, county, and local, is illegal because it amends the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights by not following prescribed procedure in Article 5. And that's absolutely true. And this is where we are getting into just an enormous battle for the Supreme Court. Not the Nevada Supreme Court, but, well, both. Yes. Okay. So Douglas Herndon, Judge Douglas Herndon, is who you definitely, if you're on the fence, if you're a walk-away Democrat, Doug Herndon, that's who you need to be voting for the Nevada Supreme Court. Now, as far as the Supreme Court, don't buy in to all of this BS that the left is just shoveling left and right, okay, that, oh, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's, you know, her dying last wish, or her, you know, her legacy deserves, or, you know, all of this other BS. Because there are some people who still believe in following the law, following the Constitution, and not going back on, you know, what they believe should be happening, even when they've spoken out against it. Did you know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg actually was for filling vacant seats immediately? Not all this BS of waiting until the next president. She actually spoke out and said that when you elect a president, you elect him for 4 years. You don't elect him for three and then just let it be. Trump is president. He will be president until January 20th. And God and good American citizens willing, citizens, by the way, he will be the president after that. But between now and January 20th, he needs to do his job. So Murkowski, Collins, Romney, don't care what their opinion is. Trump has said he will be making his announcement Saturday. We will be making arrangements to be following that as well, bring it to you. But that's where he once again outshines everyone else in the past number of decades when it comes to doing his job. He takes that very seriously. He made promises. He kept them. He took heat for it. He didn't care. He was elected to do that job. He was elected to get these things done. And that's why all of these politicians on both sides just despise him so. because he's pulled back the curtains of what you can actually get done when you actually get in there and do the work. So keep an eye on those Republicans who are saying that he shouldn't be doing his job. And I believe in his word. Because of all the other things that he said he was going to get done, he was going to do, and he did. And he said he was going to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg with a woman. But let's get back to a woman who understands and rules by the Constitution. Because we have too many justices in there who don't. They just use it and they interpret it. They interpreted it what the founding fathers would have thought now. What? No. It was all written down. We got instructions on how to use it. And the left, they don't like to play that way. We need to get back to the rules, back to the law. People are hating on the police. And all they're doing is trying to enforce the laws that people you have elected put in place. It's just amazing. We'll be back after this Fox News break with more of your thoughts, your questions, your concerns. Talk and text lines open 884-9910 and the email always 24/7. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, answering your emails and your talk and text messages and all that good stuff. And you guys are quick, I tell you. Let's go to the talk and text lines right now at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk and check in with Lynn this morning joining the show. Hi, Lynn. Happy first day of autumn.
Hey, it's been great. And I'm praying that the weather and the air will get even better.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good out there.
I wanted to say that I feel that, in my opinion, that Sisolak's legacy will go down as the economic suicide of the state of Nevada. Another point that I wanted to make is, as far as Black Lives Matterism goes, we all know that all lives matter. And for them, I think that they are the Darth Vader sucky face swampers. And as far as Ruth Ginsburg goes, it's just a shame that in the position she held for so long and the age that she got to live to, that she just didn't have enough common sense to get her house in order before her death.
No.
So just a few thoughts to ponder there. I don't believe for one iota that she had a last wish at the end there. She was smart enough to get her house in order. She didn't. We got to get through all of this deception and this muddling of the waters.
It's been going on for so long. Yeah. Lynn, we're here. We're doing this together. Lynn, thank you so much for the call today. Yeah. And God bless you too. And that is a big thing that's been going on for decades. Is the muddying of the waters, setting precedent. So many others go by that, and it's like, no, we have to get back to the rule of constitutional law, and that's how judges need to be decided. And we can all think, you know, I really have no respect for Harry Reid whatsoever, but I do have to tip my hat for him to pull the nuclear option. So it's out there now. You know, he's the one that created this. So I just got a quick email that there's problems with the Taking Back Nevada. There isn't. Okay. This just goes to show how social media, the websites, they're against anything that people are working on. If you type into a search engine, Taking Nevada Back, it doesn't come up. That is their actual web address, takingnevadaback.com. Don't search it. Just type it in to your bar, your internet bar at the top. All right. That's all you have to do. TakingNevadaBack.com. Harry Reid has got to be absolutely miserable right now, I'm thinking, for what he created. But I'm glad he did, because all of the hatred and the vile that is coming out from the left makes it very obvious that they can't buy the change that is coming. They can't buy people's conscience and ethics and morals like they think they can of the American people. And we want to go back to the rule of law. If America falls for all of this BS and we fall, the rest of the world goes with us when it comes to freedom, law and order, doing what's right. It goes much further than just this country, but we do have to make America first. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Neil this morning. Neil, you want to make sure it's America first?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the last caller said about the Black Lives Matter. I agree with her that she said that every race, it matters. And I believe that we need more help in America, like a therapist or you or even a family man to all, and need small government and make it like rely on them for mental, physical, verbally stuff in the White House, local government. And what do you say about all this stuff going on? And what do you say about having the small government and having government from the 1920s, something you can buy 7 cents or 10 cents for? I want to make... If I run for president under the Whigs, W-H-I-G,
yeah, it's all inflated,
really good,
Neil.
Better.
Neil, thanks for the call today. And it's all manipulated. It's because of the central bank and how our money is structured, and our money is worthless. And you need to pay attention to the economists. You need to go onto YouTube and just start searching financial collapse, because it is coming. Remember how the housing market has bubbles? Well, guess what? The financial market has bubbles too. And we're coming up on both of them once again, and it is going to be devastating. And you need to prepare. I mean, that's why I've been buying precious metals. I'm not putting money into my bank, because that's just sitting on something that, in my opinion, I'm not a financial expert, but in my opinion, I believe is going to be useless. So rather than putting into savings for a future that I'm not too sure about, I'm putting in for the now that I can buy precious metals, I can buy canned meats, I can buy 25-pound bags of rice. You know, it's just, I'm making sure that my family will be prepared. And that's what you should be doing too. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Fred this morning. Wants to talk about the NRA. Fred, thanks for calling into the program.
Hi, Monica. Hey, do you belong to the NRA?
Yes, I did, but I don't currently.
Well, I think everybody out there that belongs to the NRA ought to be calling them up and say, why can't we buy bullets?
Yeah, that's why I don't belong to the NRA anymore. It's a wonderful organization, but there are other organizations out there like Gun Owners of America, and I don't agree. It's the same reason I stopped donating to the Red Cross. I don't agree with administration that takes advantage of the millions and millions of dollars that they have. They should be frugal in spending our money and spending it for the purpose that we give it to them for. So, you know, that's just my little way of, you know, I support the NRA. If they say to watch something, I watch it. If they say, you know, this is good, I look more into it. So, you know, that's just my thing.
I hear you, but at least we ought to hold our feet to the fire. You know, we're paying big money into them. They ought to do something.
Yeah, they need to do something because it's just another way how they're not the NRA. How the left is manipulating things, like the state of California. You know, buying ammo, you got to get fingerprinted. Pulling back on, remember, the makings also come from other countries. And with everything shut down, it's all tying in together. I was talking to a friend of mine who has an appliance store, and I see his store half empty. It's like, what's going on? It's like, it's the COVID thing. They have less drivers. They have to follow these stupid rules of, you know, how many hours you can work, being spaced apart. And so shipments of everything are still coming, but not at the quantities that they used to be. So I would venture to guess that that is the same thing with ammo. It's the same thing with guns themselves. And the fact that everybody's buying them up, Fred.
Yeah, they're going to put all the gun owners out of business. The gun shops selling guns and ammo.
That, you know, that is their ultimate.
Put out of work.
That's their ultimate goal from the left. That's why they went. That's why they went after gun manufacturers. You know,
I hear Hillary's behind it.
Yeah. Oh, they're all behind it, Fred. You know, Hillary, Bloomberg is the big money. But here's the deal. You go after gun manufacturers and you say, oh, you know what? If your gun kills somebody, then you can be held responsible. Yet, Fred, if you make a vaccine and give it to somebody, give it to a child and it causes autism or even death in people that have gotten flu vaccines and all that, you, by law, cannot hold the vaccine manufacturers responsible. What's the difference?
Yeah, I don't know.
Fred, we need to clean house and get some better people into these political positions because we're the ones that are getting messed over. Fred, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate your time today, and I appreciate you participating in the show and just listening in general. If you miss any part of the show today, make sure you log on to 991fmtalk.com. And today's poll question brought to you by the Nissan of Carson City and all the great people there. Today's poll question is, who would you choose? Now, the president has said he will choose a woman. He already had a list of, 45 or something? I think the list that he, you know, possible SCOTUS nominations. And then he came up with another 15 or so that he has no problem putting out there into the public for you to see and research and, you know, come up with who you like. Please do not listen to the mainstream media on the nominations. I beg of you, do not listen to the media when it comes to the nominations or the nominees, because look at how they trashed Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. It was disgusting. And I throw it back at him again. Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg thought it was disgusting. Do your own research. Now, President Trump has said that he is going to fill the seat with a woman. There are wonderful, wonderful women that are on the list to be nominated. Bennett, great. And it's funny because one person sent me an email that said, you know, we should be choosing this person over that person because she can be on the bench for 10, 12 years longer because she's younger than Bennett. And I'm just like, I don't want age to play a factor because we've seen Supreme Court justices retire. We've seen them, you know, leave early. And we've seen some that stayed way too long. So let's just go back. And it doesn't matter about the age. It matters about experience, proven track record. It matters about the character, the conduct of this person. Nothing else. Age, race. Well, I guess that would include sex, but he said he was going to elect or nominate a woman. So we'll find out how it goes. We'll be back with more of your talk and text as we lead up to the top of the hour and our very special guest, Robert Fellner, as we talk about Nevada Supreme Court race between Fumo and Herndon. I hope it's not even close. We'll tell you why coming up here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
And we are just all over the place. For all of Northern Nevada, it's live and local FM Talk. And at 991FMTalk.com. Poll question today brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. If you were president, who would you choose to fill the vacant Supreme Court seat? Would it be Amy Coney Barrett, Barbara Lagoa, Allison Jones Rushing? And then we've got our other button up. So far, Amy Barrett is getting 100% of the vote. So we'll see how that turns out for tomorrow's show. But here's the thing. Dianne Feinstein, who, you know, has no problem with Chinese spies as her driver. She attacked Barrett on her dogma from her religion. Now, we are a country that was founded, you know, under God. But for some reason, that's just such a nasty thought nowadays, at least to the left. Even though one of our founding principles was freedom of religion. So shouldn't the choice for a Supreme Court nominee not be based on her religion or attacked? Shouldn't it be based on her reputation, her ruling from the bench? I'm just going to keep saying her because seriously, if Trump chooses a man, I would be disappointed. Because I have my alerts set on my phone, I have got some awesome news for you, courtesy of News 4. A man wanted in the 2019 murder at Lazy Five Park. He's been arrested in Mexico. Oh, imagine that. Arrested in Mexico. So he's waiting extradition. And I love this line. This is from Darren Balaam, Sheriff Balaam. The arrest of this fugitive is a testament to the tenacity of the Washoe County Sheriff's Office detectives working this case and helps bring closure for the victim's family. I love that tenacity. This is awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Now, if we can just, you know, get him on trial and get him prosecuted, get him his sentence. Unlike, you know, our murderer of four people here in Northern Nevada, who his team is saying, oh, you know, we need to be postponing this stuff because of the COVID. I find it interesting how people are really taking advantage of this farce of a plandemic. So interesting how people use things to their benefits when it's hurting so many others. Kind of sad. But it's a happy day. We're supposed to be pumped up and positive. We'll be back after this Fox News update.